What's up, guys? Welcome back to another podcast episode. And today is going to be me making a tier list ranking every team by their offseason. The draft, trades they made, free agent pickups, players they lost, salary cap they used, the signings, the cap, salary cap they have left, everything. Putting every team in a tier list. I do want to get a couple things off of my chest a little bit. First of all, I'm going to be making a new YouTube channel. I'm going to be posting these podcasts as well. So these will be going on my Discord, Facebook, my Facebook page, and my YouTube page. It's going to be called the Intermission Podcast. And you can search it up on YouTube. It's not up yet, but it will be up sometime around July 7th, maybe the 8th, July 7th through the 8th. Depending how quickly I get done with it. I'm going to upload every single podcast episode I've ever done, including this one on it, and every single one that I do from here on out. So that is the plan. So we're going to do this one right here now, episode 4 of season 2. Okay, so Matt Savoy deal. We got one trade to go over today, and it's Matthew Savoy to the Edmonton Oilers. Big, big trade here. Matt Savoy, 9th overall pick in the 2022 NHL draft. He used to play for the Dubuque Fighting Saints in the 21-22 year, but only played for like 3/4 of the year because his league got shut down due to COVID in the 2020-2021 season. Hold up. Matt Savoy trade. This one's pretty big. Sabres trade Matt Savoy to the Oilers for Ryan McLeod. There's another guy, but he's a great prospect. Okay. Great prospect. Too low something, I don't remember his last name. But he's a great prospect, and Ryan McLeod is proven to be a great depth piece. He's gonna get a lot better because he's still young. He proved himself a good postseason player and regular season player. Matt Savoy is a 9th overall pick. Fantastic shot. Gonna be one of the best skaters in the league, one of the fastest skaters in the league when he gets to his full potential. He is a great playmaker as well. He's a great all-around player. Sabres selected 9th overall 2 years ago. Fantastic pickup from the Oilers. He's probably going to play with either McDavid or Draisaitl. Fantastic. This is like going to be a fantastic pickup, and it's going to be complete cinema to watch him play with McDavid or Draisaitl. Okay, so let's jump straight into the tier list. Tier list, NHL. Hold up, NHL tier list. I mean, I'm going to be talking about this to try to make this podcast episode as pretty decently sized. I don't want it to make it like 5 minutes like I did yesterday's. And yes, this will be uploaded. This is recorded and uploaded after midnight. But this will not count for Sundays. This count as Saturday's podcast episode. I would do another one technically later, but on Sunday, July 7th, I would do another one. So, I just wanted to let you guys know that. Okay, so let me clear row images because I did not do that last time because I made my way too early 2024-2025 season predictions on Tuesday, last Tuesday. It's a while ago. So it's hype, for sure. Whoa, I just clicked on an ad. God dang it, guys. Oh, that's unfortunate. I clicked on an Amazon ad. Okay, we're out of it. Okay, I got the last row of images to clear. Okay. Okay, let's make it. The first one's probably going to be great. Great. The second one's going to be good. Great is like, pretty self-explanatory. It's like very, very good. Some like ideal, better than expectations, kind of. Good means it was very like impactful for the team in a good way, but it wasn't nothing too crazy. We'll do like next one could be like as expected. As expected means like they did what they wanted to do, but they didn't do nothing too crazy. Meh is gonna be like They did below average. Like, they did okay, but they didn't do nothing that spectacular. A little bit underwhelming. Trash? Last one's going to be trash. Pretty self-explanatory. Just garbage. Like, they made bad moves, bad signings. Here are no signings, really, for that matter. And no trades, bad trades, whatever. Alright, let me pull up my phone here, guys. I don't know why I just talk like that, but it's okay. I set the point, guys. So I'm just going to go to the NHL app. And go to the NHL free agent tracker. Okay, so these are... Hold up, let me refresh this so it's in alphabetical order. I want it to be in alphabetical order, guys. Okay, now it is. Good. Anaheim, let's see. They signed Leason, Vankenheinen, Harkins, Mayer, and Regina? I don't know. I don't know the last three people, but I do know the first two people. Let's see who they lost. They lost Andrew Agostino, Glenn Glowden, Bo Garoux, Max Jones, William Lagesson, Ben Myers. They lost Ben Myers. And Nero Vakhin. Oh, he resigned him. I just said that. And Colton White. I'm going to put him in meh. The only reason why they're not in trash is because of the draft. The draft was pretty good. Vakhin Seneca is definitely a reach, but I think that it will play out pretty good. They got a couple other good pieces in the draft. Pretty mad for the Ducks, I'm not going to lie. Utah Hockey Club, I'm gonna say great. They made the Mikhail Sergeyev trade. It's Arizona right now, okay? The Arizona Coyotes in this. So I was going to say Utah Hockey Club, and we're going to go with it in alphabetical. They signed Mikhail Sergeyev. They traded for Mikhail Sergeyev. They re-signed some of the big guys. They made a few big free agent signings. I can't think of much of them right now. Actually, let's go down here, because I have the whole thing right here, so why not just look at it, you know? Utah, where the heck are they at here? Hold up, guys. Utah Hockey Club. They signed Stenlin. I don't know, Cole. Kuntinen, Agostino, Barron, and Kielman. Few good signings there. Made good, huge trade. Overall, fantastic offseason for the Utah Hockey Club. Really took them from a team that had them missing the wild card to making the wild card convincingly. Let's see, Boston, this is interesting. They had a pretty okay draft. They signed Lindholm to Zadorov. They lost Jones, Tufi, Kopizi, Osterlee, I don't know how to say some of these names, Sweezy, and Veal. No, they signed those guys. They lost, DeBrusque, I know they lost DeBrusque, Boquist, Forbert, Guslick, Heinen, Pat Maroon, let's see, Anthony Richard, Riley Walsh. I'm going to say meh. The only reason why I don't say trash is because they signed Lindholm as a door, which I think are huge pieces, but they lost a lot of good guys too. And the draft was pretty mid. They didn't get any, like, super high ceiling guys. Because they had a later pick. And next, you got where's the Sabres at? Hold up. Okay, the Sabres are down here. I don't know why them and the Flames are always out of order. They signed Zucker, Gilbert, Ube Cabell, Brinson, Sam Lafferty, James Reimer, Pullman, and Yoharu. And they lost, Brandon Biro, Eric Comrie, Jeremy Davis, Thomas Gergensen, Tyler Jost, Victor Olofsson, Eric Robinson, and Riley Stillman. They lost quite a few players, and they gained quite a bit of players, so I'm going to say good. It's a little bit above average. I like the signings that they made. Very interesting trade with the McLeod and Savoy trade, but I overall like their offseason. It was good, literally, like in the tier of good. So, yeah, anyways. Going down here to Calgary, also out of order on these tier lists for some reason. I don't ask me why, because I'm not the guy to ask that question. But they're out of order. But right here, they signed Anthony Mantha Bean. Oh, the guy from, he used to play for Columbus. I know him. Okay. Cooley, it's not Logan Cooley. Ryan Lomberg, Aspera, and Kirkland. I don't know the last two players, but they lost. Let's see who they lost. Dennis Gilbert, AJ Greer, Ben Jones, Jordan Osterley, and Colton Pullman. Okay. So I'm going to say, as expected, I like the draft. The draft was pretty good. I like the draft. They made a few great signings. The signings they made is no longer than, and none of them was any longer than 2 years. So they're making good signings for now, but they're also like doing good for the rebuild because they're going to go in the rebuild in the next year or two. So I really like the pickups. Hurricanes, okay. They signed Martinez, Walker, Jost, Robinson, Gostisbehere, Stillman, Carrier, and Roslovic. Let's see who they lost. They lost Stephen Nason, Brett Pesce, Brady Shea, Tuvo Teravainen. They lost good pieces. They gained good pieces. So I'm going to say good. For the people that they lost, they got people back for them. So I like it. Good. Blackhawks. Let's see. I really like the draft of the Blackhawks fan. They got Teravainen, Bertuzzi, Maroon, Smith, Bossoit, Martinez, and Brody. They lost Blackwell, Entwistle, Mike Hardman, Reese Johnson, Sam Lafferty, Luke Phillip, Taylor Radish, Philip Bruce, and Nikita Zaitsev. So I'm going to say actually good. I really like the offseason of the Blackhawks, and the draft was great. They made a lot of very good free agent signings, so I'm going to say good for the Blackhawks. Next, Colorado, they got Jonathan Duane, Kelvin DeHaan, Donald Tyran, Kiwavanta, Rosen, Kelly, Brunstrom, Mott, and Poland. I don't know most of those players, but anyways. They lost Nate Kuhlman, Andrew Cogliano, he resigned. Okay, Brandon Duhaime. Let's see, Jack Johnson, Caleb Jones, Corey Schumann, Spencer Stillman, Yoga Turian, and Riley Tooth, and Sean Walker. So they lost quite a bit of pieces, but they got quite a few pieces. So I'm going to say about as expected, which is kind of like in the middle of the pack there. I like it. Blue Jackets, the draft was good. I really like the draft. Kate Lindstrom is going to be great. They signed Sean Monahan, Gabriel, and Johnson. I lost a few players like Jake Bean, Nick Blankenberg. Let's see, Brendan Guant, Carson Meyer, Bill Sweezy. That's it. So I'm going to say pretty good. The draft was great. They made a couple big signings, assignments, and they didn't really lose that much people. So I'm going to say pretty good. Dallas, they signed a lot of people, a few of them on bad contracts. But I'm going to say I'm going to say pretty good. They made a couple bad signings, yes, but they made a few great signings, including that Matt Duchene signing, which I went over in a former podcast episode. But it was a steal for only 1 year, $3 million. Red Wings, they signed quite a bit of people, but they lost people, including Jake Wallman. So I'm going to say pretty meh. Some Oilers, I'm definitely going to say great. They made great signings to help their team now. And then Matt Savoy, who's probably going to make a jump next year to the NHL. Fantastic offseason for the Oilers. Made it even better. Panthers, they re-signed a lot of the good players, and they signed players. So I'm going to say great for the Panthers, honestly. And the draft is pretty good. Kings, they just signed Fogle and Newson, Copley, Lewis, Malott, Madden, Stuhenka, Gwaden, Walsh, and Jones. They lost Arvidsson and then a few other people like Phoenix, Copley, etc. Kings? I'm going to say pretty mad. They didn't really make that much signings that impressed me, honestly. That's Fogle. Fogle is a good trade, honestly. Yeah, not a trade. He didn't trade for him. They signed him. I just said that. It was a pretty good trade. Okay, let me go down. I accidentally clicked out. Okay, Minnesota Wild. Trennan and 8 players signed 2-way contracts. But Trennan was the only, like, main free agent pickup. They lost a couple of people that I don't know of. I'm going to say, as expected, nothing really happened. The draft is pretty good, actually really good. You got Z-Bewam. Fantastic. He's freaking steel, honestly. Montreal Canadiens, they had a great draft. They signed Barry Boulet, which I don't know who that is, and they lost a couple of people that I also don't know who it is. So I'm going to say good because the draft was good. Ivan Demidov was a steal. So, yeah. And Yaroslav Sokolovsky got in a very... It was a pretty big deal, but for what he's going to be worth in a year or two, I think it's a steal. Nashville Predators, great. No question. Stamkos, Marchessault, Shea, Carrier, Wedgewood, Bellows, and Hinostura, and three others signed two-way contracts. Yes, they lost a few people, such as Beauvillier, Carrier, and Jason Zucker. But for what they gained back, oh my goodness, it was crazy. Devils, let's see. They signed Pache, Dillon, Nason, Hardman, White, and Tatar. They lost a few people, but nothing too bad. So I'm going to say good. Pretty good for the Devils. Draft is pretty good with Anton Salayev. Islanders. Okay, New York Islanders, they signed Duclair and Riley. They lost a few people, but I'm going to say pretty as expected. Rangers. Carrick, Fitzgerald, Giroux. Who they got? They lost Gustafsson. Let's see. Mac Howell. Jack Roslovic. And Alexander Wenberg. I'm going to say pretty mad because they lost more people than they gained. Senators, they sent Medina, Pillin, Davies, Gregor, Ruth, Hodgson, Goudet, and Pinto. And they traded for Liam Salmark. So I'm going to say great, honestly. They keep top 10 goalie in the league. They re-signed Pinto. They got Amadino, who's a great penalty killer and depth piece. Good in the postseason. Gregor, they re-signed him. Philip Bruce is young, so yeah, good. Flyers, they lost people. They didn't really sign much. I'm going to say meh. Pittsburgh, they signed a lot of people to a one-year contract. Two people to a two-year contract, a lot of people to one-year contracts. So I'm going to say pretty good for what they... Maybe they want to try to make the postseason this year. That's why there was a bunch of one-year contracts. So I'm going to say pretty good, if that's the plan. Sharks, a giraffe was fantastic. Got Toffoli, Wenberg, Galandria, Grundstrom. They also got Barkley Goodrow for free, literally. I lost a few people, but I'm going to say good. For the Sharks. Seattle Kraken, they got Montour, Stevenson, and then a couple other people and that I don't really know. They lost a few people, but I'm going to say as expected for Seattle. St. Louis, they had a good draft. They got Kapanen and Joseph. That's the only person, two people I know. They lost a few people, but nothing too bad. So I'm going to say pretty mad because they didn't really do much. Lightning, they lost... They lost Stamkos, and they didn't really... They got Atkinson and Gergensen, so I'm going to say meh. Leafs, I'm going to say great. They got Tanev, they... Alkim Larson, and Domi. They re-signed Domi, which is the bottom six person for them. He's very great in the penalty kill. Great in the postseason. Tanev and Alkim Larson to really fill up the biggest holes on defense. Matt Murray for signing the one-year contract. To be a backup, I'm assuming. Baseball. I'm not talking about that. Freaking AHL. And then, okay. Next, Canucks. Yeah, Sternlund, Ian Cole. Actually, no, that's Utah Hockey Club. Never mind. Canucks. They got Jake DeBrusk, Forbit, Heinen, Sherwood, Smith, Dayonaise, and Petra. But they lost Ian Cole, Casey DeSmith, Elias Lindholm, and Nikita Zadorov. So I'm going to say good, because they lost quite a bit of people, and they gained quite a bit of people. Vegas, I'm going to say trash. They lost a lot of people. Draft was really underwhelming. Like I see Samsonov and Olofsson, but I'm going to say pretty trash. Capitals, I'm going to say good, actually. They made good moves. Lindgren and Thompson and Nett. Let's see who else they got. They got Matt Watt, six-year deal. Duhame, Radish, McMichael, re-signed. Suter, Hammond, Ekkel. And then I don't know who else the other guys are. I'm going to say good. Winnipeg. They signed Kakinen, Cormie Miller, Anderson Dolan, Flurry, Shaw, Gustafsson, So, they lost quite a few people, yes, but the draft was pretty good. I did like the draft. But I'm going to say meh. They didn't really do anything that impressed me, honestly. That's going to be it for today. That's literally it. I didn't do much. During this offseason, these episodes are not going to be very long during the offseason because there's not as much to talk about. But during the regular season, I'm going to review every single game. I'm going to watch the highlights. I'm going to review every goal of every game. And I'm going to review every game every day and make predictions throughout the entire regular season. So the other episodes are going to be longer. So there's more stuff for me those days when I'm reviewing and making predictions to yap. And that's what a podcast is me just yapping. So I can yap more about more stuff. And then longer podcast episodes, you know? So it kind of just works better than the regular season. But during the off season, there's less stuff to talk about. So less stuff for me to yap about. So less length in the podcast episode, if you get what I'm saying here. So anyways, the 21-minute episode, so it's pretty good length. That's going to be it for today. See you guys tomorrow for episode 4 of season 2. And maybe this will be tomorrow's podcast will be uploaded on YouTube as well. Oh yeah, actually it will. My YouTube channel will be made by tomorrow. But the fact is will I get all my podcast episodes up there tonight? Probably not. But anyways, I'm going to see you tomorrow. Peace.